Yeah, well, there wasn't a victory this weekend. In fact, it was hard to watch at times. The Redskins lose. The season now stands at 0-2 for the Redskins as they take on the Cowboys. Two games into the season, two home games, one against a division member, and two losses. Trevor Maddich joins us now. He is WMAL's Redskins analyst, and of course, you see him on Comcast Sportsnet, where he serves as a co-host. Good morning to you, Trevor.
Good morning, Brian.
All right, so let's try to deconstruct this. I mean, I don't know where to start. I thought, first of all, one of the things that came to my mind was that I thought the play calling on the Redskins' part was pretty uninspired.
Uninspired? Why do you think that?
It seemed to me that it was pretty predictable stuff.
Yeah, well, I think you can make that case, but I think also it was predictable, but it created open receivers. It created opportunities for big plays down the field. If Kirk Cousins at quarterback had performed in an average fashion, the Redskins would have won this game. The problem is that he missed some opportunities that would have led to big plays and maybe even to touchdowns, and that really was the difference in the game.
There was a moment going into the locker room at halftime where I happened to see the cameras on Kirk Cousins having a rather animated conversation with Jay Gruden, and apparently on the way to the locker room, he told Pam Oliver on the sidelines there that the quarterback needed to step it up.
Yeah, and he was right. He was totally right. Kirk Cousins has the physical tools. The problem is when his mind gets in the way of his body. That's what's happened in the past as a Redskin when he's thrown a bunch of interceptions. He's kind of gotten messed up mentally. And when he's just thrown on rhythm and stayed away from trying to do too much, which is what he did in the last half of last season, then he looks like a precision quarterback. But so far in the first two games, he's been overthinking it, and he's been trying to do too much. And because of that, even the simple things haven't happened consistently enough.
There were some pretty great defensive plays, I thought, and we finally saw what kind of money we paid for Josh Norman. He had a pretty good game, didn't he, despite the fact that the Redskins lost?
Yeah, Josh Norman did. He actually, later in the game, did what a lot of fans wanted them to do against Antonio Brown of the Steelers last week,
yeah,
which was switch over to where the best receiver was, in this case, Dez Bryant. Dez
right.
had, about six catches in the first three quarters. He only had one once Josh Norman started to flip over and line up on the side that Dez Bryant lined up on.
Well, and in fact, in the first half, they started him off, Dez Bryant. They started Dez Bryant off against Josh Norman, and Josh was right on him, like white on rice, and they very deliberately, the Cowboys did, moved him over to the other side of the field, and that's when he started producing.
Yeah, he did, and part of the problem, I think, is the way they're playing zone defense over there. There were a bunch of catches that Dez Bryant made against Breshad Breeland on the offensive left side that Breeland was expecting help on the inside. He gave up the inside cut on the pass route, but help wasn't there. And so it's either a question of Breeland needs to play him tighter, even though he's expecting help, or that help needs to show up. And that was really the difference between Norman and Breeland, was that Norman played him really tight, even when it was zone coverage, and Breeland did not. So that's something that can be fixed, because Breeland does have the capability to play that way.
Yeah, I mean, they were very high on Breeland early in the season, but he just really hasn't quite gotten there, has he?
No, he hasn't, and it's surprising. But he's had great games against Dez Bryant before Josh Norman ever showed up.
Yeah.
He's got the physical tools to do it.
You know, one of the things I kept hearing, coming back to the quarterback for a moment, I kept hearing the announcers say it, and then there was a couple of pieces of clips of videotape that I saw during the game where you could actually see this. Kirk Cousins, he's over the center, he takes the ball, and from the moment he has the ball, he is looking exactly where he's going to throw.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and a lot of people are saying, well, it's very easy to figure out where he's going to go because his eyes are giving it away. And if you're a practiced defensive lineman out there or somebody in the secondary for the defense, you notice right away where he's looking.
Yes, and he does do that, but part of that's not bad because he knows where he wants to throw because he understands the offense. So he
right.
goes right there right now. And so that can be bad, but it's not always bad. What's bad is those deep throws that he had the opportunity to hit.
Right.
Now, he missed like three or four
yeah.
of them.
Yeah.
One of them, I think, was on the receiver. Jamison Crowder, the angle wasn't correct. But the big one that stands out was the one that he threw to first-round draft draft choice, Josh Dotson, who was wide open on the left side. Wide open.
Yep.
And he had to stop and wait and get a cup of coffee and order a pizza for that ball to get to him.
Yeah.
And by the time that happened, the defense got there and knocked and tackled him. That would have been a touchdown. At the end of that drive, Cousins throws an interception into the end zone. They get no points out of it. They lost by four. And so, I mean, theoretically, that was the difference in the game right there. If he'd have just gotten him the ball in stride, wide open, it would have been a touchdown.
Yeah,
so, you know, these are things that Cousins will kick himself over.
You want to revise your prediction for the season?
Yeah. I thought 10-6 to start with. I'm thinking now 2-14.
Ooh,
that's a little
that
pessimistic.
Bad?
That's pessimistic. I'm being facetious, but it feels that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, the Redskins have problems that if they don't fix, they'll have trouble winning a football game.
All right, we're going to leave it there. You're not making me feel any better.
Me neither, man.
I'm a little depressed. All right, thank you, Trevor Maddich. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.